Good evening.
Hello.
My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Ma'am, we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
It's hard to say. I'll say Democrat today.
Thank you. A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
68.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Am I what?
May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic?
Yeah, white.
Okay, thank you. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting and the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10. 10
Thank
motivated
you.
To go.
Very motivated, I see. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I do.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way the Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Strongly.
Strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want their president and Congress to be focused on. Can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? And use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs from 0 to 10.
8.
And protecting voting rights and democracy. What number?
10.
And combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
And addressing immigration and border security.
5.
And protecting our personal data online from foreign countries, how important is that for 0 to 10?
Protecting our country from
what? No, protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
Okay. 8.
Okay. And fighting inflation and improving the economy, what number?
4.
And improving K-12 education, how important is that for you, from 0 to 10?
10.
And banning TikTok?
Three.
Okay. And banning assault weapons, how important is that for you?
10.
0 to 10.
10 plus.
Thank you. And do you believe that President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Curry Booker, from 0 to 100.
I don't know.
And Charmaine, the God?
I don't know them.
And X, or formerly known as Twitter, from 0 to 100?
Oh. Five.
That would be, okay, five. And Donald Trump, for 0 to 100, how warm and favorable do you feel towards him?
0.
And TikTok?
0.
And Mark Zuckerberg, for 0 to 100?
No. 35.
And Republicans in Congress, in general?
0.
And you too?
75.
And Joe Biden?
95.
And Democrats in Congress in general?
95.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now moving right along. Okay, let me just a moment. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? From who would you vote? Or if you aren't decided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? If you can mention one or two things.
He's honest and doesn't lie.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Honest, do not lie, right?
Right.
Thank you. Okay, and now, changing gears a bit now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. And generally speaking, how much would you say that you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Not too much.
Not too much. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech company is about right?
It should be more.
More regulated, okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data, privacy, and security? Facebook or Meta, TikTok, Google, Instagram, video games, X, formerly known as Twitter, or YouTube?
Oh, boy.
What do you think your information is more in danger?
I think Facebook.
Okay. And switching gears a bit now, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram, do you use that multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, once a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
Multiple times a month.
Multiple times a month. And how about TikTok? Same question.
Never.
Never? Okay, not at all. Mm-hmm. And Facebook?
More than once a day, multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. And how about X, formerly known as Twitter?
Never.
Never. And YouTube? Multiple times a day, once a day.
Let's say once a day.
Once a day. Okay, thank you. Now I want to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each one, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement? Here's the first one. Meta or Facebook keeps its users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
That it's secure?
Yes. You think your information on Facebook is secure? Yes or no? Do you agree or disagree?
No.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Meta or Facebook plays a positive role in society. Agree strongly, somewhat, or disagree strongly or somewhat with that statement?
Disagree slightly. Is there
somewhat? Okay. Somewhat disagree. Yeah. Okay. Now, how about X or Twitter plays a positive role in society? Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And how about TikTok plays a positive role in society? Agree or disagree?
Is there a neutral?
Yeah, somewhat disagree or somewhat agree. Yeah. Those are the two.
Somewhat disagree.
How about X or Twitter keeps his user data secure? Agree with that statement or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And TikTok keeps his user data secure. Same question, same options.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law? Just a law, just a little, not heard.
I heard it.
A little or a lot? A lot. Okay.
A lot.
Now I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into a law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely to vote for a candidate like that? Somewhat likely?
Yeah. More likely.
More likely, okay.
Somewhat
more likely? Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think they did it because they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? Or because they're trying to help their reach, special interest friends and donors? Or because they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on the U.S.? Or because they're playing politics? Or because they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security, or because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. What do you think is the reason behind banning TikTok?
They think that China can spy on us.
Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Can you please tell me all that apply? How about cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, local TV news, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, news websites or apps, music and entertainment sites, YouTube, or print newspaper or magazines? News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, or national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, or talk or news radio, or none of the above. Where do you get your news?
Can I answer multiple?
Yes, all the that apply.
Okay, local TV.
Yes.
The nightly news, CBS, and all of those.
Okay.
And on social media, social media site.
Like Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
It's more like
the new web.
Smart News. Smart News.
Smart News, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. here we go. This way, okay. Now moving right along. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And what's the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, some college, college graduate, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for helping me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.